This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So this morning, for some insights into global market reactions, we have on the line with us Jack Cousier, Director of Strategy with VFS Group based in Sydney. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Jack. US equity markets are up in anticipation of a stimulus package deal in the Senate, but the deal hasn't even been passed yet, and yet markets are already reacting. So what are they expecting to gain from this?
Yeah, good morning. We're seeing some unbelievable times at this point in time, as you just alluded. We didn't see markets like this since 1933, and then last week we didn't see markets drop like in since 1931. So we are certainly watching history in real time, undoubtedly. I think it's about hope. I think the US government and governments all around the world are trying to bridge the gap through fiscal and monetary policy in order to get the economy reopened. You know, markets tend to price in things much quicker these days because of, you know, bots and future pricing. So, you know, they're looking for a bridge in the gap to the US economy being open. There's a little bit of hope, and markets have been battered. I mean, absolutely battered. And there is some value out there, and certainly some winners that will win regardless of what happens. So the market was looking towards that. So, you know, market wanted to see a sign that governments, in particular the largest economy in the world, would try to bridge that gap between the economy being shut down for what we see now 2-3 weeks and then being reopened. So a bit of hope there and a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and certainly the markets reacted to that strongly.
Jack, is this $2 trillion enough, or do you expect more? Because just to put it into context, about $4 trillion was spent for the various QEs and during the wartime years, the post-war years, to support the economy, the US spent around 20 to 30% of the GDP. And this $2 trillion right now is just about 10% of the US economy.
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's enough if, you know, these shutdowns go on for another 2-3, maybe 4 weeks. The economy simply cannot shut down for 5, 6, 2 or 3 months. They just can't do it. It's just impossible. You know, what we will see is times never seen, not even like the Great Depression. So, I mean, everybody's watching the flattening of these curves, right? It's all about the curve, flattening that curve. If we can somewhat flatten that curve, particularly in the US, and I think the world is watching Italy at this point in time because it was a bit of a basket case. Can they overcome what was an amazing, incredible crisis that they're having? Then, yes, I believe that this will be enough to bridge that gap to start reopening the economy. Now, what we need to understand is we're not simply going to reopen the economy completely like we had it before the crisis overnight, but there'll be a staggered opening of the economy as we go along. Now, if that can happen over the next 2 to 3 weeks, then yes, I believe this will be enough for us to stem that crisis and talk about that bridge that I talked about earlier and then reboot. And if that happens, I think we're going to see an almighty rally in equity markets and almost a V-shaped recovery. It's just a question of how long people are in their homes. And what we need to understand as investors that this is not only now a health crisis, it's a financial crisis. And we simply, as global governments are realizing right now, and that's what's in the back of the head, cannot shut down economies for months on end. It just cannot happen. We will not sustain the way of our living going forward. So, you know, it's all about that curve where everybody's a curve expert around the world now, regardless of where you are. You know, we're looking to flatten that curve as much as we can, and everybody's looking to the US. So it's just a question of how long, and if it's a 2 to 3 week or even a month time period, I believe it's enough.
Jack, yesterday's good performance, is this a dead cat bounce, or what are you expecting for the markets in the next few weeks?
Look, I think there are some names here that are generational plays. I think investors are getting an opportunity to buy some names that are incredible and at a great valuation. I think you're going to see volatility. I think volatility is going to be the name of the game over the next couple of weeks or 3 to 4 weeks. I go back to the flattening of the yield curve. I think the market will see a bottom if we start to see a flattening of the yield curve in Italy. I think Italy is where we should be, or I'm focusing my attention on there. If they can start to bring down those cases, and we've had a couple of positive days in a row, then the market may find some bottom, regardless of what asset class that you have. Is it a dead cat bounce? I'm not prepared to call that at this point in time. I am actually quite optimistic. I believe that human ingenuity, I believe the world is coming together, big business, government, and people around the world to overcome this crisis and this virus. I just think volatility will be the name of the game going forward. But in saying that, and I want to say this with as much confidence as I can, investors are getting an opportunity to buy some generational names and once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. And there is certainly some value out there in the market.
So, Jack, Asian equities also rose yesterday with various parts of the region restricting movement, including in Australia, which saw an indefinite lockdown start yesterday. What's the outlook there for stock markets in the countries that have implemented these measures?
I mean, this is not really a regional play at this point in time. I think this is a global issue that we're facing, regardless of where you are in terms of that yield curve. I think that is because we're such an independent world and we're seeing barriers being broken down. In saying that, I think we're looking towards China. I mean, China obviously, you know, had the virus a lot earlier than the world. They implemented some draconian measures that seem to be working at this point in time, and that engine is certainly starting to reboot. So, and then we look at places like South Korea and Japan with some hope, where they've had some success in flattening that yield curve. So, you know, at the moment, I don't think we're looking at markets in a regional play, but I think that will come into factor in the next couple of weeks and months. You know, what we're seeing across the globe is buy-ups or sell-downs, you know, globally. So certainly China is something as a beacon of light that global markets are looking at.
Thank you very much, Jack, for speaking with us this morning. And that was Jack Cousy, Director of Strategy with VFS Group based in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.